So yesterday didn't go well. Let's start there. You were listening yesterday around this time. I was talking about how I had ordered the Peloton treadmill. It's like the new, smaller version. And my husband did not want me to get it. He said that there was nowhere in our house to put it. We don't have a very big house or anything like that. Mm. And I just did it anyway because I'm a grown-up and I can make decisions on my own. Now, it's being delivered yesterday between 4 and 6. They call to confirm. Everything goes through. And I tell my husband, and he does the thing where he has to teach me a lesson, where he says, great, I'm going into the office. You got it.
You got it under control. By the time I get home, it'll all be solved.
I go, where are we going to put it? He was like, you wanted it. I told you there's nowhere to put it. You figure it out. So now, all day yesterday, I'm stressing about it. Raven can tell you I was losing my mind over here because I didn't know where we were going to fit it in my house.
If you put it in your dining room, you had to get rid of the dining room table.
If I put it in the family room, I had to remove all of Dakota's toys. If I put it in my bedroom, then I wouldn't be able to get in my closet and it doesn't fit in my basement or garage.
Right, because then your husband's head would go through the ceiling.
Yes. So they call me at 3:30 because I had my daughter, my little one, goes to dance until 3:30. So I figured, OK, well, they never come on time anyway. So I'll get home around 4:00. I'll have at least an hour to figure it out. They call and they're early. OK, so now I show up. They show up and I have no plan. I have no plan whatsoever.
Yeah. And they only bring it in one time. Like they won't move your furniture around and, you know, help you out like that.
It's hard. So they walk in and I go, it's got to go in the living room, in my formal living room, right next to my entranceway. And this is the conversation I had with a guy. Listen to his shock.
Inside? Right now, we're right here.
Wow. Okay.
Do people normally set these up in their living rooms?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes the basement.
The basement.
The garage.
Yeah.
He was basically like anywhere but here.
Everywhere else that there could possibly be to go, that's where they typically go.
Right. No, right here in the living room, in the entrance.
Wow.
And the thing is once you say go, like these guys do this all day. Mm-hmm. So they put this thing up like instantly, right?
Yeah. So then I asked the most logical question as they're setting it up in the middle of my living room.
Does Cody come and teach me how to use it? Does Cody, the guy from Peloton, does he come and teach me how to use it? No.
We have a guide here for you.
Oh, guide. Okay.
Right. Here's a booklet. Here's a booklet, ma'am.
Yeah. So Hayden comes home and she sees what's happening and we have this conversation.
Mom, where are we going to put this thing?
Right where it is. This is where it's going to stay.
Everything else is moved to the other side of the room.
I know. We have to figure out a different way to have the living room.
Dad's going to kill us.
Uh-huh. So now I thought Paul would think, you know, it's me. Mommy makes mistakes. You love me.
Oh, yeah.
You've been married to me for almost 17 years.
Yeah, my wonderful wife. Yeah. She's a personality and a character. Right. Yeah. I mean, I just did it's all part of the ride. Right.
Yeah. No, it didn't go so well.
You want my honest opinion?
I want your. What do you think?
I think it's an overpriced treadmill.
But what do you think about the location of it?
That's even more ridiculous. You didn't plan this out in any way, shape or form. And now we have a treadmill literally in the middle of our family room over here in front of a window.
Have you ever heard Paul so mad?
Here's the thing is that you are listening right now and you just hear Paul as an individual, as a man that's, you know, on this recording here. But Paul is the most even keeled, relaxed guy. I mean, it's seriously one of the calmest men that I know in all sorts of situations and scenarios that I've seen. It makes me want to be a better person when I witness these things. And he's truly mad.
Yeah, he's mad. So I'm not sure what we're going to do.
Yeah, he's mad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just blows it off.
Yeah. And then the worst part is that now I don't have anywhere to put my Christmas tree and I haven't even thought about that. So if you want to see a picture of where it is in my family room, you can go to our Instagram or Facebook at Anna and Raven and check it out for yourself. And I don't know. I got to come up with a better plan.
Maybe you could put the tree on top of the treadmill.
Maybe.
You just can't use it for that month.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't think that through.
No. Nope.